702.
Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app.
18 minutes now, it is to 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking about butter with Liesl van der Westhuizen, and most unexpected. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. And you saw me when you said we're speaking about butter, and I'm just shaking my head because it's another TikTok nutrition trend that I'm trying to warn people off, or just to be cautious about. So if you've tried this new butter snacking trend, or perhaps you're a nutritionist or a dietitian that has come across this trend, do let us know on the WhatsApp line this morning, 0725671567 or 0727021702. So I have to say, social media is great, but it can be potentially dangerous with health advice from people that are not really out there giving correct advice. So if you're following nutritional advice or eating advice, make sure you go with someone that's really qualified. So what's happening is people are snacking on sticks of butter and saying they are losing a whole lot of weight. And they're snacking on literally 100 grams of butter every single day, and claiming this is going to help with their weight loss. I see your face.
If nothing else, that's an expensive exercise. I mean, 100 grams of good quality butter set you back at least 70 rand in South African supermarket store.
At least. Yeah. But the other thing is, are you using good quality butter? Are you using really fresh farm butter? I mean, we've got so many beautiful fresh farm produce markets that have fresh farm butter that is that, I don't know if you've seen it, it's that white, almost white color, and it's so fresh. Or are you taking something that you think might be a butter or a bot butter alternative or margarine and snacking on that? So not only from a price point of view, but that's all they're eating and they're claiming this is what's helping them lose weight. It's part of something called a carnivore diet. And as I say, there's places for everyone's type of eating plans and nutritional plans. But if you're going onto social media and I'm seeing Africa's snack butter and saying, oh, I've lost all this weight, I'm going to think, okay, it's the same thing. But I don't know what else Africa's doing, what else your diet involves, what your exercise routine involves, and what your lifestyle involves. So if you're planning to follow a diet like this, get the correct advice.
Except it isn't a diet.
Well, yes.
It's
a snacking trend.
Is it Julia Child who said, if you think there's enough butter, add more butter.
Add more butter.
Kind of thing, right? Love that concept. And I bought stacks of butter for my dinner party this past weekend and I used it. And one should. But then alongside that were Brussels sprouts and long stem broccoli.
So you just didn't have sticks of butter next to the broccoli and people could just snack on that.
My guests would have looked at me and go, what are you thinking, Africa?
Well, that's the thing. So there are some potential health risks of snacking on butter. It's rich in saturated fat. We could raise your LDL cholesterol levels, increase the risk of heart disease. It can also affect your diet. And if you're relying just solely on butter as your nutritional fulfillment for the day, you're missing all your other nutrients from your other food groups. And it can also affect your gut health. So there's a few things that you do have to be careful of when you are snacking just on butter. We're not saying stay away from it when you cook. Obviously, everything in moderation. But now I'm just imagining your dinner party with a bouquet of butter and people just snacking casually on
that. They literally would have all picked up their bags and left. And probably took the wine along with them so that they can go and find another place where they can get real food and then enjoy the wine.
And not even cheese with that wine. So it really is a concerning health trend. Because of the high saturated fats and the calories, you can see a weight gain in that. So it's really important when it comes to that to make sure that you've got all your level markers checked. If you're working with a nutritionist or a dietitian, if you are on the carnivore diet, that you are following the advice correctly from people. But if you've tried butter snacking, please let us know on the WhatsApp line. I must say, I didn't test it out.
We will not make...
We're not judging.
We're not judging.
No, this is a safe space. So, but there are scientific basis for butter snacking, and I can understand where people are coming from with this. Butter is important part of a balanced diet when consumed in moderation, making sure that it is proper butter and farm fresh. And it provides A, D, K2, and E as well as energy. So those vitamins and some energy. But I mean, you can get that from other sources as well. So you can't just rely on snacking. And some people aren't just having one snack of butter a day. They're doing snacks throughout the day and that is their diet. So just imagine the amount of butter you're going through if you're just going to be snacking that all day.
When banting was a craze, butter was an essential part of it. And I know I started including a lot of butter into my diet following the science that came with the benefits, of course, of one following a banting diet. Not that I followed banting, I just took the aspects of it that I liked. Then incorporated
and
it
made
into
your
my
own.
Life.
And Africanized it.
Exactly. And butter, absolutely one of those. So I understand that there is scientific evidence that says you must include butter when you can afford it into your diet. But butter exclusively, that I
on its own.
I do not think there will be any nutritionist or scientist or healthcare professional who's going to be advocating for such a move.
And that's the big thing. All the research that I've come across internationally from dietitians all say the same thing. Pediatric dietitian Emma Schaffhardt says that it's concerning because of people just following this trend on social media, assuming it works for everyone. But the big thing that people are talking about is how did it all start? So it started with a woman who said this really worked for her, and you know how social media trends just blow out of proportion, saying she ate grass-fed butter daily as part of her nutrient content. But what we don't see is it was part of an eating plan or part of a diet. So it wasn't just her eating the butter alone. And the trend has just grown to such a fad that people are just consuming butter. So breakfast butter, lunch butter, and dinner butter, or adding more butter with their meals. So you've already got a nutrient-rich meal that's covering all your nutritional benefits, yet now you're adding butter on top of that. So be moderate when it comes to your butter consumption. So enjoy it moderately. If you're going to look for a healthier snack alternative, maybe seeds, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. And there's no magic bullet for overall health and losing weight. So it's all about balance and all about individuality. So not one eating plan works for everyone. Not one diet works for everyone. So rather consult a professional if you're looking for a good diet to follow.
Freshly home-baked bread, straight out of the oven. You take the crust, and it's a thick slice, and then you lather it with good butter. Ooh, add a bit of jam to that. I'm in heaven.
And what type of jam, though?
As long as it's good quality.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I'm actually enjoying onion marmalade at the moment.
Never tried that.
Which I bought with the intention of adding to sauces and all of that. But it works exceptionally well with my... It has to be a very a strong cheese. So you grate strong cheese. So on your...
A mature cheddar or something?
Something like that, 6 months at least, and longer if possible. So you would administer some butter onto your slice of bread, and then a thin layer of this onion marmalade before you then pack your cheese on top, and then obviously cover it with a top slice. And then it really just does something. So that's my marmalade at the moment, but nothing beats a good quality strawberry jam.
Nothing at all. And nothing beats a good quality butter, the grass-fed butter, the amazing butters we're seeing coming out.
Absolutely.
So, but what I hear you say there is it's not something you're having every single day. You're not slathering a sandwich like that every day.
I'm also not baking bread every day.
And you're not eating sticks of butter every day. So if you are following an animal-based diet, make sure you use a flexible approach. Maybe swap the butter sticks for something else, as we said, like nuts, fruits, and vegetables. And rather consult a professional. Don't just think what you're seeing on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram and Facebook, the before and after photos, are actually just from this butter diet.
Yeah, stop following that person. Liesl,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Liesl will join us again tomorrow morning.